Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm going to get right to this right off the bat. I mean, our hearts break as, you know, ISIS, this demonically held captive cloud of darkness of reportedly 12,000 men, people, have beheaded a second American journalist, Stephen Scott Scutloff. And they had taken him yesterday, last year, as a journalist. He's an independent journalist. And our hearts just go out to the family, and we're it's amazing the evilness in the hearts of men. This should really help us know how evil Satan is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a clear picture.
So many people are playing, you know, with God and the things of God. And then Ananias and Sapphira thought they could play with the things of God as well. But I just want to tell all the children that are listening, understand when your parents are telling you, when they're telling you that the devil's evil and you cannot play around, you cannot just have a little bit of the devil, that's what they're talking about, how evil the devil is. And the biggest thing he can do is deceive you and think that your end will not be in such a horrific way. And it's like, it's eternal suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he thinks of the image and the likeness of God in which we're created in.
Mm-hmm.
And so our hearts just go out. When I think about, you know, the reaction of our president, we're going to be talking about a few other things, but first just you know, you're wondering, and we've pretty much, you know, this whole journey, you heard us wonder, you know, what is going on and what's happening. But then you heard the answer. You know, we cried out for the answer. We prayed and we asked God for the answer. And with that, God gave the answer. The answer is it's just real simple tactics that have been used, you know, since the beginning of time. And it just happened to be written in a book later on by a particular man named Saul Alinsky. And he wrote it in a book called Rules for Radicals. Reportedly, our president taught it for 6 years. Our former Secretary of State and apparently presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, was mentored by Saul Alinsky, who wrote this book, which is dedicated to Lucifer. And it really is. And you can see it on the VFN Torch. And she wrote her term paper on it, which is no longer sealed. It's available right now, and I have it sitting on my desk, and we're going to publish it at some point, you know, on the VFN Torch, so you can read it. And what it is, it's just, you know, it's men trying to find their own utopia outside of God, in the name of God. Mm. And so it's real weird how that works. It's just some other God, which there is no other God, but Jehovah God, whose son is Jesus Christ, not just a prophet for all those out there that are thinking that ISIS and Hamas and Fatah and Hezbollah and all the different factions of Sunni and Shiite. There's just, don't think about it. It's amazing. And, but Jesus, separated us from all of that. That's what happened. When God tolerated those kind of things up until the point when his son, when he gave his son, once his son showed up, he said in Acts chapter 17, he doesn't tolerate it anymore. He expects every man everywhere to repent. So there is none of this, like, I've looked at the Old Testament, this is what happened, and this is what was going on prior to Jesus Christ. And it's like, yeah. And he said, and God tolerated some of those things up until then because there was a lot of confusion going on. But Jesus cleared that confusion up. That's why they're putting ends on the door, on the houses of Christians in Iraq. They're putting an end to represent a Nazarene. That Jesus is the one that came from Nazareth. And of all the things you could do, why put an N on the door? Because this is a real, genuine God that they're serving. And they are our enemy. This one that loved us and that was compassionate towards us and that mended us and prayed for us and helped us and laid down their life for us and hired us. And they're our enemy. No, you're the enemy of the cross. You're the enemy of God. But the fact that you put an N on their house so that they could be killed because they're Nazarenes. And it's like, my goodness, it just proves the awesomeness of God that we serve. And I thought it was pretty interesting in our previous program, if you didn't see it, just last Sunday, several believers in America, we'll be talking about from Jay Tapper's program. He interviewed somebody, I believe it was a former CIA, that's talking about, you know, ISIS is in America. But they go to the church and they find out that graffitied on the side of their buildings were words like infidel. And if you've been listening, you understand what that means. If not, you can find out more. It just means somebody who does not believe the same way that Muhammad is a prophet and that Allah is God. And that's everybody else is an infidel outside of that. And they also put their Quran verses on spray paint on the side of. We have those on. Those are actually on the torch, correct? Okay, so you can read. You can read those. It's important, you know. Even if you didn't ever read it, now you can read it because you can go to the VFN torch. So nobody can say you didn't read it. I mean, you don't have to do some legalistic thing to get some religious check mark. Just go to the torch and read the scripture. But the verse that they put on the side of it, and they said they want to stir up fear. And we talked about that. And just don't be afraid. Christians have nothing to fear. But what I thought was pretty interesting that I didn't bring up in that program was that they did not divide people who proclaim the name of Jesus. They went to like three different denominations. Yeah. this denomination thinks they're right, and this one thinks that one's wrong, and this one's wrong. But when the devil came in and had his captive to spray paint, he spray painted anybody who lifts up the name of Jesus.
Jesus, that's it.
So if you're thinking you're a safe sin zone, that you can make a different Jesus, and you can walk contrary to the ways of God and contrary to the ways of the plain scriptures of God, and act like you're Christian, understand that you know, the devil's going to see you as a Nazarene. I mean, he's going to see you.
That's right.
And so you might as well be all in if you're going to be all out when it comes time for judgment seat, right?
Wow.
And so it's just make a clear decision for Jesus Christ. But I thought it was pretty interesting that... Mm-hmm.
They didn't discriminate.
Wouldn't that be a shame? You know, that you're serving a false perception of Jesus, another Jesus, as Paul said. Don't let anybody preach to you another Jesus, which means somebody can actually use Jesus' name, but then attach a whole other thing to him. Maybe an entire book. I don't know. 12-year-old visitation. With some Egyptian tablets and stuff. And then so you're just serving this whole life for this other Jesus. And so the persecution comes, and you're just all bowed up, and you're just so happy. You're like, I'm going to suffer for the cause of Christ, but it's your perception of Jesus that you actually never served. Mm. You served another Jesus, right? And so all of a sudden you get an N spray painted on the front of your business or your house or something. And you're thinking any moment, if your life was taken, that you're going to be in the presence of God, and God's son's going to be very pleased. I mean, think about it. Just think about it. And that would be the most horrific thing, the worst lie you could ever be told is a religious lie. Mm-hmm. Because you would have done all these things for another Jesus. It's very simple. You know, he says, if anybody adds to or takes away from the word of God, let him be accursed. So go to the Bible, read the Bible, and abide with the Lord and ask him, you know, to speak to you as you are reading the word of God. And if somebody else writes a book or has an encounter or whatever with God, it should line up with scripture. It should not take away from scripture. So you can always check things out with the plumb line of God's word. I mean, even when, obviously when we're talking, check it out with scripture, but even, you know, somebody you just highly admire, that he or she, you know, is this man or woman of God that preaches scripture, and you listen for tones when they say, you know, I believe, or tones when they say, I feel strongly, or, you know, this is to me, this means what they're saying is it's not verified in scripture. So take it for that. Listen clearly to that. Don't all of a sudden make doctrine out of something that they feel. Appreciate them for being honest with you. Paul said this. He says, not the Lord, but I. And he separated those two things, and he said, this is how I feel about an issue. And we should do that instead of saying, like I think John was talking about earlier in the program, talking about how many times did we say, you know, this is of God, and was it really of God? Yeah. And if people are misled by that, that's not good. And right now, I think there's a whole bunch of religion in America that, you know, men's feelings and leanings and preferences and comfortness. And I mean, the fact that we're, you know, most are robbing from God, is not giving to God what's his, is pretty much a sign of our heart. That despite the N being painted on all of our doors, I mean, is there a J on our heart for Jesus? I mean, do we know the Lord? So you need to know him. The biggest thing you want to do is, we're talking about this program today and the next following program, about prudent preparation and being prepared. The biggest way to be prepared is truly make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, not the Lord of your parents' life, not the Lord of your pastor's life. You know, if in fact you were separated from your pastor or separated from a fellow believer that you strongly are connected to, will that in your own heart, would that disconnect you from God? That means you're their follower, you're not a follower of Jesus Christ. That's what that means. And they're doing you an injustice by not raising you up and telling you, no, you need to hear from God. You need to abide. And they need to walk up to you every single day and say, what's God saying to you? And the words you speak, if they are the proceeding words of God that he revealed to you, then that should hit that man or woman God hard to go, my goodness, you're hearing from the Lord. That was powerful. But if they never ask you, what are you hearing from God? If you're teaching a people and you've been teaching them for 10 years and they cannot answer that question, you know, you're not doing right.
Yeah.
You're just not doing right. Mm. Maybe they hired you for that. And maybe they'll fire you for expecting them to hear from God. That's called a promotion because you're going to be held accountable. Because you're supposed to make Jesus the Lord of their life. My sheep know my voice, and they follow none other, not your voice. And they do hear the Lord through you, yes. But at some point, you should wean them where they don't. You're not in between them. We no longer need a man mediator. We have a Son of God mediator for us, mm-hmm. you know. And he should talk to us. And he does talk. And I think about, you know, the word of God. He says, my word does not return to me void, but it accomplishes that what it set out to do. If you back up a little bit, he compares it to the rain. When the rain comes down, you know, it comes into the earth, the rain and the snow comes into the earth, it causes the earth to flourish, and in that it produces seed and it produces bread. Seed for the sower and bread, you know, for the eater. And then he says, you know, that's just like my word. It doesn't return void. In other words, God's word in your life, that proceeding word should cause your life to flourish. It should cause your life to have seed and your life to have bread. You know, God give us our daily bread. So I want to encourage you, the best way you can prepare for these pretty significant things we're about to share, you know, you just want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember, we're living for eternity. Paul said, if we're living for this life alone, we should be pitied more than anybody else. And if you are feeling pity with that kind of conversation that I'm having, the fact is you've been living for this life. And the longer you live, you find out, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
What was I thinking? All the money in the world, all the fame in the world. As a matter of fact, we're going to have this week, hopefully, or in a future program, we're going to have Phil with Duck Dynasty begin to talk about, you know, all the money in the world cannot buy your way out of the grave. You know, all the fame in the world cannot, you know, buy your salvation. And it's just amazing some things that we're going to be having. But also we're going to be talking about, you know, we're coming up on the 9/11 anniversary, the 13th year 9/11 anniversary. We need to pay attention because the whole world has been set up. We're in the middle of the four blood moons. We're approaching the second blood moon of the four. The whole stage has been set. It's like the stagehand named Alinsky has set this whole thing up. Factions in America did not respond the way I believe organizers would have wanted them to, because we're so spoiled and we can't last long and it's hot mm-hmm. out there. And besides, if you don't pay us, we don't show up. And mm-hmm. besides, we got to eat in our cable package. But when you go over to northern Iraq and southern Syria, you're looking at 12,000 men that were willing to be organized by Lucifer. Just 12,000 are stirring the world up. And this is what you said. You've got to polarize folks before you can organize them so you can nudge them where you want to go. And the world is coming together in an order. But I say it's going to be a new world order. It's going to be totally different than before.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.